Collapse of the Champlain Towers South condominium in Surfside, Florida. And for those 2 weeks, many families have waited desperately for news about their loved ones swallowed by the rubble when the building came down. NPR's Adrian Florido brings us the story of Lady Luna and her family.
Lady Luna had never seen the ocean because in her 23 years, she'd never left Paraguay, her landlocked South American country. Her cousin, Lourdes Luna, says traveling abroad had always been a goal of Lady's.
Sí, era un desafío muy grande para ella salir del país y más para aquí, para los Estados Unidos.
Last month, Lady finally got the chance to travel, to pay for nursing school. She worked as a weekend nanny for the family of the sister of Paraguay's first lady. When the family planned a 5-week vacation to Miami, they asked if Lady would come along to watch the three kids. Lady was ecstatic. Here's a voice message she sent her cousin, mixing Spanish with Guarani, the traditional language of Paraguay.
Lur, Adecoma Noticias ha confirmado ese viaje. El 22, lunes el 21, me enseñé presentada.
Before leaving for her trip, she asked her mother to give her a blessing. Her cousin, Lourdes, says that when Lady arrived in Miami, she was in awe. It was Wednesday, June 23rd, and one of the first things she did that evening was walk the children down to the beach. But the waves were too strong, so they went back to the Champlain Towers swimming pool. She didn't have a bathing suit yet, she told her cousin, but she was going to buy one the next morning. She couldn't wait to jump into the ocean. A little later, Lady texted her family back in Paraguay the first photo from her trip, just one, a gorgeous seaside view from the balcony. A few hours later, the building collapsed. Lourdes Luna says that the next morning, when it hit the news in Paraguay, her family recognized the building from that photo.
Y ahí fue que reconocimos automáticamente el lugar. Justamente la vista que ella envió era la que salía.
They called and texted, but nothing. Still, they were hopeful.
Había esperanza porque decían los periodistas, tantas personas están en el hospital. Y nosotros creyendo, a lo mejor uno de ellos es ella.
Lourdes says the family heard initial reports of people hospitalized and thought Lady might be one of them. Lourdes and Lady's mother, Juana Villalba, agonized over whether to come to Miami. They'd never left their country before either. But after a week, Lady's mother couldn't take it. And so they came, still full of hope.
Su madre acá vino a encontrarse con otra realidad.
But here, Lourdes says, Lady's mother was met by a different reality, by that massive mound of pulverized concrete and mangled steel, by the interminable wait for news. 2 weeks after the collapse, Lady and the entire Peteñil López family are still missing.
Las esperanzas que teníamos ya fueron acabándose con el paso de los días, de las horas. Estamos ya...
As the hours and days holed up in their hotel rooms have passed, that hope they had, it's almost gone, Lourdes says. But she stops to correct herself. Lady's mother, distraught in the next room, she is still hanging on to hope.
Como toda mamá sigue teniendo, no pierde el 100% de la esperanza.
Like any mother, Lourdes says, she hasn't lost all hope. On the wall, Lourdes has draped a large, elegantly stitched Paraguayan flag. To remind her, she says, that Lady represents all Paraguayans who dream of seeing the world. She says it is painful to think that Lady never got to swim in the ocean or to see the sunrise in Miami, not even once. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Surfside, Florida.